This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Split. Social media split between whether you should or should not wear a tie to a funeral, a.k.a. is not wearing a tie to a funeral disrespectful? I might have disrespected T.J. Watt yesterday, according to some folks in the Three Rivers area.
They got disrespectful back, though.
Yeah, they did. I think my disrespect was better, though.
Well, yeah, yours was at least creative.
Yeah, well, that's listen, I will disrespect you, but I'll do it creatively. So appreciate it, I always say.
That's all I ever ask for.
But we do have, to get to the matter, T.J. Watt's contract extension, the outlook on the Cleveland Browns season, as rookies report today in Berea. Camp has officially begun. Football is nigh, as is Bryant McFadden, college CBS Sports NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion on the Fan Hotline. He joins us now. Bryant, welcome to the show.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing?
Well, we're doing great here. It's a football Friday, the first of many for the second half of the year here. We did just have the debate because my partner refused to not wear a tie at a funeral because he thought it was disrespectful to not wear a tie. Do you agree with him or me?
I mean, I'm okay either or. I think it's a personal preference. I don't think there's a written rule that states it's not good to wear or not wear one. I think it's a personal preference. And I'm good either way. You know, some guys don't want to wear dress button-up shirts. You know, you might want a nice dress collar, crew neck type of shirt. You know, whatever fits your personal preference, I'm cool with it.
I mean, I look at it like 95 years old is what she lived to. Least I could do is wear a tie, you know, dress up a little bit, Brian.
Like I said, it's a personal preference. One thing we do know, the person that's inside the casket can care less. What are you wearing?
That's true. That's a good rebuttal.
See, in my mind, the whole entire time, I'm like, she would have loved this.
She's watching from the great beyond, just like, go, Jonathan, go.
I'm like, you stand on that tie-wearing ability of yours. All right, Brian, let's talk about T.J. Watt before we get into some of the Brown stuff. Obviously, major extension, and it puts the Steelers in an interesting spot. The top six players, as far as per year annual basis, all on the defensive side of the ball. We know Tomlin likes that, but are they going too heavy defensively? And obviously you had a choice here with T.J. Watt, but even still, I get paying him, but it might be a little bit too much to one side of the ball.
Well, I think compared to what we've seen in years past with the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is different, you know, in terms of the money that has been dispersed to the defensive side. But the most expensive side has been defensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers in years past. And now it's about trying to, you know, see the fruits of the labor, you know, on display. But this is a luxury the Pittsburgh Steelers have because you're only paying Aaron Rodgers around $10 million. So you have money to spend, and the big name players that they brought in were mostly defensively than anything. I personally would love to see the Pittsburgh Steelers make one more addition to the offensive side. Because a year ago, guys, I felt like the offense lacked playmakers, and it's kind of the same scenario, especially at the wide receiver position. Remember, a year ago, it was George Pickens and who? Didn't really know. Now, because of the trade with George Pickens, moving him to Dallas, it's kind of the same situation. It's DK Metcalf and who? I understand you brought in Jonnu Smith, but he plays the tight end position. You know, if you want to have success in the postseason play, you need to have playmakers, you know, that can definitely make things happen when they receive the football. And outside of DK Metcalf, they got to figure out who could be another playmaker at the wide receiver position.
B-Mac, looking to the Steelers, I've been kind of aghast at how much they've been criticized for trying to win every year, and even the way they've attacked the quarterback position, because in the end, they're doing the thing that, you know, you should try and do in sports, which is win every year. Do you look at there, and some people maybe say that it's short-sighted and you're not building for like a long-term run to truly win the Super Bowl with a quarterback position. Which side are you on here with how they're building? Because I just kind of respect somebody who just doesn't want to lose.
I mean, that's the name of the game, winning. But when you're a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you were born in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you've seen championships in your life. And because of that, our fans are very, very spoiled, deserving so. So just winning in the regular season is not good enough. They want to have a legit chance to compete for championships. And the last few opportunities, we haven't seen that become a reality. I mean, we've seen lopsided losses, defeats in the playoffs. That's not the standard. So for most fans from other organizations, you would take always having a playoff opportunity. You would take that. But for the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base, that's not good enough. And that has been the issue, because we can get to the playoffs. That's no problem. You can win 9-10 games with or without Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin has shown that, right? It's about what happens when you get into the playoffs, and that has been the biggest, you know, I guess, gripe about everything that has been associated with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the lack of postseason success.
Will T.J. Watt live up to this contract, this one that he just signed for the next 4 years? Where is that from right now to the age 35 season?
No question. I don't see why he wouldn't. He's lived up to every expectation that has been set for him since coming into the National Football League. And because of how talented the defense probably should be, I think it should help his case. He's a double-digit sack guy. You know what I mean? Regardless, when he steps on the football field, he's a guy that can give you double-digit sacks for that said year. And he's also shown the ability to be one of the most important players on this team, because when he hasn't been in uniform, we lose ball games. And you don't usually see that type of impact coming from a non-offensive player. You know, with him, when he's missed time, I mean, the record shows, man, we're a worse team when he's not in the lineup compared to when he is in the lineup. So I think he will live up to the billing. I just saw a picture of him working out. Man, he looks like he's in top-tier shape, ready to go. And you know he's going to be highly motivated knowing that he just saw this new contract.
Brian McFadden on the fan hotline here, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS Sports NFL analyst. What in terms of the Browns, we've talked a lot about our outlook on the Browns, given what they've done at quarterback, given the rest of the team they're returning. Where do you start your expectations with the Cleveland Browns this year?
Figuring out who can be a part of this team at the quarterback position moving forward. I think that's the issue for the Cleveland Browns. You got to get the quarterback position right. Because when you don't have a quarterback, it feels like you have to drive 150 yards to score a touchdown instead of driving 100. And for you guys that have watched bad quarterback play, rooting for the Cleveland Browns, you know I'm not lying. It takes a longer time when you don't have a quarterback to drive the length of the football field. So finding out who could be a part of this team at that position moving forward. And secondly, when you look at the draft capital they have, looking at what they've done, you know, seeing some of these young players emerge, because I think right now, guys, it's safe to say this will be a rebuild type of year for the Cleveland Browns, because they have so many question marks concerning the team, especially on the offensive side. But hopefully throughout this season, some of those questions can be answered.
Is there any chance Kenny Pickett can be one of those answers?
Yeah, he has a shot. I don't see why not. It's a wide-open competition. You know, for Kenny Pickett to be able to capitalize on that shot, he has to play better football than he's ever played in his professional life, in my opinion. But there's no expectations for Kenny Pickett. Hey, there's no expectations for anyone that's competing for that QB1 job in Cleveland. Let's keep it real. So either guy all the guys should be extremely comfortable because they're walking into a situation where no one is expecting them to play like Pat Mahomes. No one is expecting them to lead like a Josh Allen. So just be comfortable and take advantage. But for Kenny Pickett, it's safe to say, guys, this is his last opportunity to show that he could be a starting quarterback in the National Football League because the race is so wide open.
What's the best case scenario for Kenny if he does win the job this year?
Best case scenario for Kenny if he wins the job, outside of having individual success, but just being able to win some games, you know, put together some wins. I'm not saying best case for him is to make the playoffs. I'm being more realistic because I don't think this team is the way how is assembled, and just being, you know, non-biased, just keeping it real. This is not a playoff caliber team, right? But best case scenario for Kenny, win the starting job, stay healthy, and put together a string of wins, you know what I mean, that could really make the organization look at you in terms of future mindsets. Like, this is a guy we can build around.
I always like asking people that play the position what they think about, like, current athletes that are playing it. You're a cornerback, obviously. We have Denzel Ward here. He's gotten paid a $100 million deal. He's made all pros. He's made Pro Bowls. In the ESPN rankings, they considered him third best at his position. When you see Denzel Ward, do you think of one of the game's best at the position that you played?
No question. Denzel Ward has been one of the more steady, consistent players within the Browns organization since stepping foot there years ago. And even some of the turmoil type of situations he's been a part of, he's always lived up to the billing, man. And my hat's off to Denzel Ward. Just being a fan of the game, I appreciate how he goes about his business. He is the same player that Myles Garrett is for the defensive front. You know what I mean? Never complains, just put their heads down and just continue to chop wood. And I love seeing Denzel get the appreciation that he is deserving of receiving, because you know how it is, guys. Usually great players on bad teams, they kind of get overlooked a little bit. I'm glad to see Denzel receiving the flowers that he's deserving to see.
Do you think the Browns will regret not trading Myles Garrett this offseason?
Wow. It all depends on what they could have gotten in return, me personally. Because Myles is a dominating player. But if you're telling me, and I don't know exactly what they could have received, but if you're telling me you could have got multiple picks, one being a first rounder, maybe a second rounder, who knows? Because I can tell you this much, even with how great Myles Garrett is, he can't score any points. You know what I mean? Even with how great he is, there's only so much he can do in terms of impacting the entire landscape of a ball game. So I guess it remains to be seen, because I don't know exactly what those premature discussions had going on in terms of what they could get. I know they're a better team with him in the lineup, especially for this year. But in terms of the future, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you mentioned how he can't score any points. And I think that's it's a fascinating perspective coming from yourself who played on the defensive side of the ball. Like when you think about some of these players, like you talk about Denzel paying him all the money and Myles Garrett paying him all the money, you need enough guys on the defensive side of the ball in order to make the game go. But like if you were running a team, how often would you pivot towards the offense and catering to what the offense is right now?
It all depends on what your neighborhood is looking like. And what I mean when I say neighborhood, what your division is looking like. Because if you're in a division like the AFC North, you got to be able to score. Because even though your defense might be a high-level defense, you're playing against two of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League two times. And those guys will get theirs, along with some of the arsenal they have surrounding them. So you got to have an offense that can live up a little bit. Not saying that got to be the catalyst, but there's only so much your defense can do, because even a year ago, you can see when the fatigue started to happen with the Cleveland Browns defensively, because there wasn't getting no help from the offense, mentally and physically. It's a long, long season, and it's a high expectation to ask for one side to play high-level ball, especially when the other side is not living up to half of that. So me personally, yes, defense is always a plus. It's always a premium in the AFC North. But then you also got to have some points, an offense that can score some points, because what happens when the defense won't be at their best, which happens? Can the offense give you 27 points? Can they give you 28 points in a need-be situation? Right now, if you had to ask me that question with Cleveland, I'm not quite ready to say they could do that.
Bryant, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate your time, and hey, football's back.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Brian McFadden there, CBS Sports NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion on the Fan Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And we can kind of link the TJ extension and the Miles extension together, given when they happened. I think it's interesting, like, you know me, I have been way more complimentary of what I think the Steelers are going to be this year and their approach going all in on this season than I really want to be.
Way more than me.
I think the biggest risk is the TJ Watt contract extension. He's going to be 31 in, I want to say, 2 months.
Yeah.
And I know he had, I think, 11.5 sacks last year. He's still putting up good numbers. Second half of the season was rough. And again, he's 31. I wasn't all that comfortable paying Miles all this kind of money at 29, which is part of the reason I was okay if they had traded him. 31? And they are much different profiles. TJ is an edge rusher. He doesn't play with his hand in the dirt, meaning he does a lot more coverage than Miles does. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. He's going to get 35. Just seems like an impossible deal for them. I just hate how much money they're throwing on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Like, if I was building a team, my top six contracts would not be all defensive. It just wouldn't be that side of the ball.
And they wouldn't be that age, because they got a lot of age on the defense too.
It just doesn't make sense to me. And it'd be different if they every single year did have the number one scoring defense. They don't every single year.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't. As far as yards are concerned, they haven't cracked the top 10 in the previous 4 years. Their scoring defense was better last year, but ultimately, like, I don't get the philosophy of it all, and I don't get what Tomlin is truly trying to do. I really don't. Unless he's just trying to keep up with the idea that when everyone else is going offense, he goes defense, and that'll be enough to surprise a couple teams?
Yeah, and I
okay.
Or it might be the thing, to kind of link it to the Guardians, of like, he's got no faith in their ability to... I shouldn't say no faith. They've just drafted well on defense. They haven't drafted well enough on offense, so you're just going to keep the guys who are good on one side of the ball because of that.
Well, or just thinks to himself, we don't have a quarterback, and so this is how I'll win without a quarterback.
That might make sense.
But he's continued to do it now for half of a decade.
So it's weird. Like, there is the reaction that I had yesterday mocking TJ and his kind of theatrics. And I mean, even in some of this contract stuff, he's got this reputation of being just a football guy and a tough ass. And then he kind of seems a little sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the actual contract, I think if I'm what was most wild in the pivot that Steelers fans made in their reaction to this is not nearly enough went, we're paying, because it's not just these 3 years, it's this year as well. So it's really a 4-year contract, and the real part of the money doesn't start until 2 years from now. That's for a 31-year-old edge rusher, that's a huge risk from the Steelers. And I said this earlier. Listen, he can end up doing this, and you know he's in great shape or whatever. He ends up fulfilling the whole contract, and it's not a big deal. I can also see a scenario in which, because the Steelers' ownership doesn't move money around, this contract specifically and the age of the other guys around him, you end up not having a choice but to rebuild in a year or two's time.
Well, I guess we got our answer to... So remember, maybe a couple weeks ago or so, Florio just kept talking about how people around the Steelers, they were making fun of the Browns. They were laughing at the Browns with the idea that how the Deshaun Watson contract was perceived as a one-off, and no one could take it seriously with quarterback contracts moving forward because it was just such a unique situation. They had believed that the Steelers looked at the Myles Garrett contract that exact same way, that it was just the Browns being the Browns. The Browns were idiots. They overpaid Myles Garrett, and you can't look at that, and they should have looked at Max Crosby instead as the starting point for T.J. Watt. So it's almost like a congratulations to T.J. Watt for squeezing every possible dime he possibly could in getting the Steelers to bypass what their original thinking was.
And I will say, that is the beauty of this. I don't know that the Miles contract is going to have all that kind of impact on this season, because I think they're swimming upstream to a bit. But if it does put the Steelers in a bind long term because of T.J. Watt, then it's a win-win if you're the Cleveland Browns. You kept Miles Garrett, yeah. And they paid him more money than he wanted to.
I also just look at Miles and T.J. as two different players, especially as they get older and older. There's a little chance that, you know, Miles loses a step or two or something like that. And then, I don't know, maybe he goes from being double-teamed every play to then just being single-teamed and the production stays the same. Or Miles does what a lot of good pass rushers do as they get older and older and start to move across the offensive line and do different things. J.J. Watt specifically did this as well. He started moving all over the place, but then as he got older and older, he's like, all right, I guess I'll go up against the right tackle more because I got a better chance there. T.J. Watt only goes up against the right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like, let's move around the line, let's find the easy spot, let's do this. He starts at the easiest entry point imaginable and stays there. Like, I don't know that at 33, 34, you can possibly get more. He doesn't get double teamed. He goes against the right tackle. Like, he's exhausted a lot of what he already can do.
Unless you go the Clay Matthews route where you kick inside, but I don't think that's ever been TJ's forte is coverage. Yes.
He legitimately, look at his like his.
Oh, I meant as an inside linebacker instead of an edge rusher, but still, I don't think he has the speed for that.
That's not him. Like, look at his career and how he's done it. Now, maybe there'll be an evolution that we just don't see right now. I don't see it, though. Like, he winds up over the right tackle and just goes after it. And, like, there's not much else you can really advance from that as you get older and older and lose steps. I mean, did you watch that play last year? The one that's going very viral right now of him against DeJuan Jones.
Yeah.
And DeJuan Jones just eats his lunch.
Yep.
He just pushes him right in the ground.
And that wasn't the good DeJuan, by the way.
No.
Like a year before when DeJuan was fresh into the NFL, I think it was game 4 for him, and I think it was games 5 or 6 of the season, when DeJuan had Nick Bosa went to hand fight him, and he literally took his hands and put him by his side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a year that I quote a lot about DeJuan. DeJuan was at points unplayable last year because he just wasn't healthy and he couldn't move because he was a little overweight. I don't want to say unplayable. He was bad. And still he whooped TJ's ass. Although, again, in deference to TJ, he gives away 120 pounds and about 6 inches to Dwan. So
he has a size advantage. No one's debating that.
Not going to be a fight that anybody really wins, but certainly TJ Watt.
But like, show me the video where Miles Garrett just gets taken like that. It just doesn't happen. And if it starts to happen for Miles, there's places that the Browns can move him, and there's things that and the league will stop double teaming him and stop treating him the way that they do, and it'll be all right. Whereas TJ. I mean, he's starting at the easiest entry point you can for someone trying to get to the quarterback.
And specific to what you just said, here's another way. Miles can lose a step and still be one of the strongest son of a guns in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there are, and they're not like 15 sack a year guys, but there are guys who are power guys in today's day NFL, even in the fastest NFL we've seen, that with power over speed are still getting to 10 sacks a year. So even if Miles does take that loss, it's not like Von Miller. Like, Von was a speed guy with some power, and the second he lost that extra step, he just kind of became a dude to some degree. That's not going to happen with Miles. Miles is still going to be 6'5", 290 pounds. Now, it's interesting. Like, the regret that the Steelers could have on paying TJ Watt, I don't think is the regret the Browns are going to have with Miles. Like, one part of regret is just it's injury and it happens, but TJ's a little older and is a different player, as you've illustrated. I think the regret on whether it's paying Miles or not trading Miles could be different, because I think TJ's now going to be happy to finish his career in Pittsburgh. I still think there's a year from now, 2 years from now, where there's just not enough team success and Miles goes back to the well on what he did back in January.
No, that's a good point. Like, TJ Watt is it. He's ending his career in Pittsburgh. That is everything and then some to him, and congratulations on that. Whereas Miles, we're just going to have to constantly wonder, at what point is he going to get angry and try to threaten his way out?
So on one hand, if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm probably more content in the idea of this ends the squabbling. Now TJ can just finish his career here. And now it just becomes, can you beat Father Time? And I think that's easier to worry about. If you're the Browns fans, he's 2 years younger, but he's got a lot of wear and tear on him. He has had a lot of injuries. He's got the feet injury that they reared its head this year. And then I think you have, how content is Miles going to be? And so, like, definitively, if we said right now one team's going to regret their extension and not making a trade, because if I was the Steelers, I would have traded TJ Watt. You've got Herbig, you've got Highsmith, there's a third linebacker.
There was a lot of suitors, by the way. I mean, think about it, the Lions were getting ready to offer up multiple first-round picks. Like, there was a lot of people.
And with TJ Watt, we're not going to tank. All right, well, use those extra assets in a year to then try and bring it over and finally get that quarterback, right?
That would have been the idea, especially if they draft 17th or 18th like they've been doing. Now you've got the draft capital to move up.
But like with the Browns, I understand. Listen, I don't know what you would have got for Miles. I would have held out for a king's ransom, and I do think inevitably it would have been there. I think if there was an offer, a bleep you offer, a I can't say no offer, it might only have been one or two teams, but I think you were going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see how just moving on from the trade request and how he handled that. It's going to be really interesting to see how Miles how all of this ages going into a year where it's really tough to see any sort of success beyond 6 or 7 wins.
So that's what makes it a hard conversation. Like if it felt like the Browns were going to be an awesome team in 2 or 3 years, it's a different story. And maybe that's what the Browns front office has to bank on, is that if you don't get your quarterback this year, next year you get your quarterback, and then you look at a team like Denver, for instance, that just flipped it around so fast. Maybe that's what they're banking on, but it's so few and far between that happens.
And I think, and this is maybe the kind of asterisk on this, and not asterisk, the exclamation point on this, I think when it comes to TJ, if this year you hit, you capture lightning in a bottle with Aaron Rodgers and you're in the AFC title game, this decision, at least in the very, very, but now and then maybe the next year or two, ages really, really well. So there's a path of, hey, we paid that off and it's great. Whereas with the Browns, because of that, even if Miles has an okay year this year and you go 3-14, you're going to be looking at this and go, did we miss our window? I think it's much more likely in a year's time. I think 4 years from now, the Miles extension will age better than the TJ Watt one. I think in a year's time, we could be saying really good business out of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, man, maybe the Browns should have done what every analyst, Seth Walders of the world said they should have done, which is trade Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but then again, also, if Aaron Rodgers it just stinks in Pittsburgh and it doesn't work out well, then there's going to be Steelers fans that go back to the same talking tropes that would have existed for the previous 2 months. Fire Mike Tomlin. Why didn't we trade T.J. Watt?
I see why their analysis of me is so reductive. Their analysis of their own team is incredibly reductive.
They hate their team more than you and I do right now.
Oh, would you
say that's the interesting part about this?
Would you say there's a through line between Steelers fans and Guardians fans?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, for sure. Yes, the Guardians fans right now that are so livid about their team and can't stand anything they do is the same thing staring Pittsburgh fans right in the mirror.
I can't imagine hating my team. Like, I've been mad
at
the Cavs.
They hate them right now.
I've been mad at the Cavs for topping out in the second round of the way it's gone. But, like, a week later, I'm like, all right, how are we doing this, right? I don't think I could last 6 months being rageful about that. Steelers fans have been this angry for a decade?
Yeah.
I mean, really, since Big Ben retired.
They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years.
And
start the clock there.
Same thing with the Guardians.
Entire T.J. Watt career.
You can tell how I am as a parent when it's like, all right, I'm disappointed in you, but come over here and give me a big hug. That's kind of how I fan, too. An update on Stephen Kwan, none of us really wanted. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Oh, to start the second half of the season, but Stephen Kwan not in the starting lineup tonight, which we're going to have to get to in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But Stephen's not in the lineup, and we do have Joe Noga coming up at 5:20, who I think can maybe maybe have this conversation with us, but Tim Stebbins, also on the beat, MLB.com, Guardians beat there, saying Kwan is day-to-day right now with wrist issue, a right wrist issue that's been bothering him. He got an injection on Wednesday. So that's why Stephen Kwan's not leading off for the Guardians tonight.
Okay. It's at least it's better than what some people were wondering. It's like, is he just taking a day off because the couple innings he played at the All-Star game was too taxing for him? At least that's a better update than that, although it's sad if it's an actual injury.
I actually do think, though, okay, so Hosey takes the All-Star week off. Kwan doesn't. And I think the wrist injury has been mentioned a couple times, but it's like, man, if Hosey was going to do it, I kind of would have loved it if Stephen Kwan could have just taken that off.
Oh, you mean the whole everything?
Yes.
So what's interesting is, so I was thinking about that as he had the big hit in the ninth inning that ultimately sent us two extras, or the whole weird, I don't know how much you guys discussed the walk-off or the home run derby at the end.
Oh, you
I
mean imagine the swing-off.
The swing-off? Yeah. Is that what everyone ended up dubbing it?
Which usually there's certain clubs or pineapples are involved if you want to have a swing-off, but not in the All-Star game.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. No, not at all.
Oh, really? I kind of, for the All-Star game, I thought it was a fun way to end it because nobody wants extra innings in that All-Star game.
No, the worry I had is I thought people loved it too much that they wanted to now bring it to real baseball.
Okay, so
that's a problem for me.
So the positive thing is anybody like John Jansen, who's on with Jim Costa, a buddy of ours at the Ticket in Detroit, he was like, it's never going to happen a million years, but I would love it if it was. Everyone who said that I've heard say, I would love that in the regular season, readily admits up front, it should never happen and will never happen.
That's good. I heard Sean Marash saying the exact opposite. He was definitely, now again, no shocker there.
Friend of Ken Carmen.
No shocker there. But I read another, I think, piece earlier today too, and I can't remember where I read it, but they were talking about how this should be what baseball does, and it was dumb. And like the announcers talking it up as if we were watching the greatest thing ever didn't help it either. I'm like, I know what I'm watching. Schwarber helped.
Yeah,
Schwarber made it pretty great. Outside of that, wasn't really that great.
Can you imagine? It's like, all right, it's Aaron Judge versus Angel Martinez. Hey, it's Shohei Ohtani, and the Guardians are sending up Jonathan Rodriguez.
Well, so that was the funniest part to me was that, and I don't think a lot of people recognized or realized that half of the big leaguers just leave in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter so much to them. Like, you'd think, like, the NBA, for instance, the NBA throws party after party. Yeah. The NBA makes a whole week of it. Like, if you're an Adidas person, you go to the Adidas party, or Nike, you go to the Nike party. But even, like, after the game, leading up to the game and everything like that, it's just a whole week long of parties. Whereas baseball, like, the starters don't even stay.
Yeah.
They just left halfway through, just got on a plane. That's why we had no one cool except for Schwarber in that thing.
And by the way, that actually makes sense. Just showing up, if you're Shohei Ohtani, Jose Ramirez, Aaron Judge, the guys who've been there 5-10 years in a row, the greatest players, them showing up and playing three innings, that's the gift. Not them being around in the after the ninth inning.
Actually hanging out. And then
already done their service, being there for 2 days and propping up baseball. You can go home early.
So I do think Stephen Kwan's contribution to the All-Star game, though. His contribution, getting us all to the extras, then debate little convos like that. That was merited.
Yeah.
You don't get there. Not for that little dribbler that Kwan had. You don't get these conversations.
Could have been a big dribbler if the wrist injury didn't happen, I guess.
We've had the home run, the swing off, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that in place for like 4 years. It's the first time we've actually got to see it.
They should actually do it every year. It's like the Elam ending.
The Elam ending.
But for baseball?
Do you get emails from the guy that created the Elam ending?
No, I got off that. I unsubscribed very shortly after that.
He lives somewhere in Ohio, and he just sends so many emails in every social media that I have, being like, I'll come on and talk about it. Yeah. It's like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
We're done with the Elam ending.
Unless you create one for baseball.
Eh? What do we call it? Like the Nick ending? I think that's something different.
No, that goes back to the swing off.
That's a different type of ending. Still happy, though.
I'm very happy. This sucks. This stinks. Like, it felt like by winning 6 of 7 of the last part of the first half of the season, it felt like you had kind of cleansed yourself of the filth to some degree of the last 6 weeks of the first half of the regular season. And then, okay, Kwan's out. I get that. And I have no, like, okay, Kwan's out. You don't really have another leadoff hitter.
You win 6 of 7 going into the break, right? Mm-hmm. So there's some momentum going after the losing streak. But we're still, I think it's more effort than not to get into these games for a lot of people.
Not for me. I still have, I'm into the games.
Well, you're into them, I'm into them, because we watch this and we do this every day. I'm just talking like the general fan. Are they lined up for this A's game tonight? Because when you look at the lineup, it's going to be vomited.
So I think because of the 6-7, yes. I do think there's, as opposed to if they had ended the first half on a 10-game losing streak, yeah, I think it gave you a little bit of life. The Martinez leading off thing, though, okay. Even David Fry in the two-hole. He did something last year.
We've seen Fry in the two-hole this year at certain times.
Jones is your five hitter, and he's batting .297 since Memorial Day weekend, so okay. Then Rodriguez is your six hitter. Then Will Wilson is your seven hitter.
Yeah.
Then Naylor, and then Rocchio. Are we hiding Rodriguez and Wilson for where they are? Like, outside of the Kwan thing. No Manzardo. So no, does he have a wrist injury too? At some point, are you just kind of poning us? Do you know the season's lost and you're just trying to jam up Guardians fans because you don't like being criticized? Because something that we haven't talked, they can be a little bit sensitive, maybe not other team sensitive, but the Guardians don't like when people say mean things about them. I get it. But then you roll out this lineup to start. I got Fry. I can't get Manzardo.
Yeah, if you're trying to say nice things, it's
because of
really
JP
hard.
Sears.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm running from JP Sears with Kyle Manzardo. I don't know this. I would rather have waiver claims in the lineup right now than watch Will Wilson or Jonathan Rodriguez do this again. I'd rather Kensie Noel come back. Because at least with John Kensie, he's a power hitter that's displayed power at the big leagues. Jonathan Rodriguez's power is a myth to me at this point.
And he can't even run out ground balls, so what am I really asking for?
Granted, I was hoping for Arias to come back. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's not ready, but Will Wilson? At some point, just give Schneeman and Manzardo the damn chance here.
That's what it should be. Well, then that's what we've talked before about them getting too in the weeds when it comes to platooning and getting too in the weeds of just not playing their best players every day. And this type of lineup, you're giving away four outs every time through.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They keep trying to push these guys, specifically Rodriguez and Wilson, and points in their lineup where they're going to hurt you the least. The reality is baseball does this really great thing of if you try to hide someone, it's going to come up at some point in a game in a point that matters. You wouldn't think this. It is impossible to hide bad hitters is one thing. Non-MLB level hitters. I'm astounded at how often it's been Rodriguez and Wilson, or Rodriguez, Bo Naylor, and then Wilson. I'm astounded at how many times that the exact moment where the Guardians have anything cooking, one of those or both of those guys are up in succession.
Yeah. But in this instance, you got four straight guys in the back of the lineup there. That's over an inning's worth every single time you go through.
At least Rocchio, I saw it at some point. And he flashed a little bit before the All-Star break. Bo is just, I don't even know anymore. But at least Bo's got a little pop this year.
Yeah, Bo's tough, though. Bo's tough right now.
At least Bo Naylor might hit a home run. I don't know what we're doing with Rodriguez and Wilson. I understand being precious with Angel Martinez or being precious with somebody that you have drafted and developed that has teased big potential in your eyes. I even understand it in the opposite of being we cannot put Chase DeLauder up here until he's ready, or Kafis or anything, until they have the best chance to succeed. Get it. Will Wilson was a AAA Rule 5 draft pick. And Jonathan Rodriguez has had 4 years on the 40-man roster to get something done.
Mm-hmm.
How are we precious with those guys?
Yeah, it's not an inspiring lineup coming out of the All-Star break. There's just no other way to look at it. How can anyone look at it in a positive way?
But it is baseball.
Well, that's where they get us, baseball. Is that we sat here with no sports all week. The amount of people that wanted to dissect Shane Gillis's opening monologue at the ESPYs, we sat here with just no actual sports, so we're all just thirsty for some baseball, some anything, and they'll get us that way, but it's not a very inspiring lineup.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.